ESPN's Teron Davenport, Talking Titans, now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on? How are you guys?
We're great, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, some interesting joint practices with the Titans and the Seahawks this week. Thankfully, no fights, so nobody's getting fined and all that. Although, came, I guess, close to one yesterday. What did you like about the Titans from what you saw this week? What maybe are you a little iffy about after watching the Titans take on the Seahawks for these last 2 days?
Yeah, for me, what I like starts with Jarvis Brownlee Jr. I like the way he, you know, lifted his energy and vibe and play. Obviously, DK Metcalf got him a couple times, but, you know, when you look at a guy like DK Metcalf going against a rookie like Jarvis Brownlee Jr. and at the end of the week saying, hey, man, that kid earned my respect, I think that's something that's really good. The offensive line showed that they could get pushed. In the run game, you know, Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard, they both had some explosive runs, so that stood out too. So those are two of the things. I just like the energy and the intensity. You got to mention Jeffrey Simmons and what he was able to do. He's almost unblockable at times. And you saw the highlight, you know, when he grabbed Laken Tomlinson and just, you know, told him, you're not allowed in this club right now. So he threw him out. And then he didn't take another rep in an individual period, but he was getting sacks. I mean, yeah, he's the real deal. So those are three things that I would mention.
God, if Laken Tomlinson played for the Titans, still he would be like, he weighs 170 pounds after that rep. You know? Made him look like a doll out there. Good Lord. So, TD, the Calvin Ridley stuff, I mean, I got, you know, it's like – He talked about like he didn't run hard on a rep. Looked to me like there was a little bit of mix up on that rep. If we're talking about the same one, there's a lot increasing talk about the chemistry, you know, with him and Levis and all that. Where do you think things are with Levis Ridley? And I guess how high of a concern level is there right now?
Yeah, I don't think there should be that high of a concern level. I get it because this is what happens in training camp, right? You get overly optimistic about something or you get way too worried. And it's just the way it works. But I think when you look at it, those two deep passes, the first one, he kind of looked over his outside shoulder, then the inside shoulder. Now, anytime you do that, you're going to lose some momentum running. But the second one, if he said that he wasn't running, then that's not really acceptable. But at the same time, you got to understand, like, this isn't, you know, he's a person. And I know he's getting paid a lot of money, but he's a person. Sometimes you get tired. And if you remember, Joe, they went like 2.5 hours that day. You know, that was probably the longest practice I've ever, you know, covered.
Yeah.
So you do have that. And that was at
Me
the
too.
End of practice. You know, and that's why if you notice Callahan, he said that, you know, some of the guys, you know, they had like, you know, dog legs. Like it was wearing on them. But at the end of the day, they do have to connect. That is something that you want to see them be able to do. But sometimes, you know, it just takes a little bit.
TD, I want to drill down a little bit more on Brownlee with you because he's been obviously a great story in camp to this point. He's played really well. And I was talking to somebody about this last night. Like, I feel like the Titans are due to find some kind of diamonds in the rough later in the draft that come in and are actual contributors for him. What is it about Brownlee, do you think, that has allowed him to be as successful as he's been so quickly as a rookie in this camp?
Well, Brownlee has a very interesting upbringing, and the area he's from, they just, man, that South Florida area, like, they, football is it, right? A lot of the guys that come out of there become really good players, so you have that. But then just him individually, I mean, he just, for lack of better terms, he's got the dog in him, man. Like, he just has the dog in him. There was a time where he came up and he met somebody, one of the running backs, you know, and they collided, and just the talk and everything that he had to see that from a low draft pick rookie is good. And I mean, he could play inside, he could play outside. He's not going to back down from anybody. I think those are all the things that contribute to him, you know, being a good player. And he's not long, but he has decent size with him too.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up being, man, as a fifth round pick. You know, I know the health is a little bit of the question with him and all that from college, but my goodness, he is not a fifth round player. So I'm excited to watch him play this year. TD, the offensive line, where do you think things are? I guess in particular, because I look at the left side and I think they're going to be in pretty good shape, but right side, what are you seeing there? I mean, it looks like Rupsich is actually making a little move on Raidens, which is interesting. Right. I would not have predicted that. And then Petit Frere seems to be pretty solid footing right now. What do you see on the right side?
Man, I tell you what, when we got to camp, right, the big talk at right guard, it was Sadiq Charles, Dylan Raidens. Hey, why isn't Daniel Brunskill in the mix? Like, that was the talk, right? Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you see Rupsich getting these first-team reps, you know, after Sadiq Charles retired, and he's getting those reps, and he's holding his own. And let me tell you something. One-on-ones, he was holding his own in that, too. So this is a guy that he better make the roster, and I think you're right. He has made a move there on Dylan Raidens. You look at the right tackle position, I think that's kind of fallen into place. I don't recall seeing Jalen Duncan yesterday, so we'll see if he plays in the game. Hopefully he does, you know, so that way he gets a chance to compete some more. But I think that right tackle position is set. And I will say there were a couple times, you know, Tony Pollard was able to go off that right side and have a long run. So I think, you know, those are good things to look at. But it's still a work in progress, and it's still something that I would be concerned about if I was a Titans fan. You know, you want to see that come to fruition, because it's like you need those guys together for that continuity.
TD, you know, obviously a lot of talk about Levis in the two-minute drill yesterday in the first play, throwing the pick. Overall, what did you make of Levis these 2 days against the Seahawks? And where do you think he is just at this point in camp? Is there cause for concern, or is everything going on schedule? How do you view where Levis is at this point?
Yeah, I would be a little concerned about some of the deep passes. He seems to have a tendency to overshoot guys a little bit. So maybe what he has to do is just, you know, calm himself down and take a little less off the ball. I don't know, you know, but you look at the throw to Burks that he had when Burks beat Devin Witherspoon in those one-on-ones, you know, that was a throw where it's like, hey, put it out there some more. Let him go get it, because he had to throttle down. So whatever it is with the deep pass, he does need to get that in order. What's going on now is basically what you should expect. I mean, remember, this guy is entering camp for the first time as the starter. He's still working to iron things out. There are some new receivers. You got Tyler Boyd taken out of the mix, you know, temporarily with his injury. And then you got his blanket, right, his safety net. DeAndre Hopkins not out there too. So those are some things that will make it a little more difficult for him. But, I mean, he has to play better, right? Because I think offensively, this team's success, if he doesn't ball out, then they're going to be in trouble. So you definitely want to see him, you know, have a better performance.
TD, you and I were talking about DMR, David Martin Robinson, in the first preseason game. Like, yeah, I know it happens to me every year where there's at least a couple guys. I mean, I've been a huge Julius Chestnut guy before, and it's like, okay, but he's not going to, like, carry the ball for this team. But I don't know, man. I look at him, and I'm like, I feel like he could find a place somewhere on this team. And first of all, am I crazy on that? And second of all, anybody else in that range, like guys we're going to see Saturday night, who you look at and say, on either side of the ball, and say, okay, you know, watch this guy because he actually might carve out a role.
Yeah, that's a great point with DMR. And he's a guy coming into camp, you know, I was saying, look, watch out for this guy. He's big. He's athletic. And I admit I have the Temple bias, right? You know, so you do have that. And, you know, the big thing with him was, okay, let's see how he could block. But you see this guy coming in motion. You watched the game last Saturday. You know, he was coming in motion and being a lead blocker, and he was filling it. Remember, he's 247 pounds. So there's some size there, you know. And now his overall game is becoming complete. Every practice you see him catching the ball in the flat, or, you know, the seam, and somehow he always has space to turn upfield and run. So I like that you mentioned him. I don't know that they'll be able to push him to the practice squad if he doesn't make it. If you notice, Nick Vanek, he came back and, you know, he was getting a lot of action on Wednesday because, there's a competition there. I think it's going to be interesting, you know, if they keep three or four. He, along with Steve Stylianos, is still in the mix, and Thomas Odokoya, you can't forget about him. So we'll see how that works. As far as a guy to watch to see if they can carve out a role, I mean, James Williams was a guy going into last week. I had mentioned I'll stay on the offensive side of the ball, and I'll go with Jaquan Jackson. You got that competition there with the – I call them the Smurfs, right? You got him, you got Kiaris Jackson, you got Jaquan Jackson, you got Mason Kinsey, as well as Kyle Phillips, you know. But you look at Jaquan Jackson – you know, that dude on Wednesday, he put some shoes on. You know what they're called? They're called get-somewhere shoes, because he was catching the ball and he was getting somewhere. You know, you saw him pull away from the defense twice on those slants. So he's someone that I would want to watch, because the kickoff return unit, you know, I want to see how they could continue to find success there, and obviously in the punt game too.
All right, TD, last thing for you, the burning question that I've been trying to get to you all week about. Did you get a chance to give the sniff test any of the Parfum de Mayonnaise? If so, what did you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's funny, Levis, after his presser, he sprayed it on pretty much everybody there. And not only did I get the sniff test, but guys that I interviewed, Calvin Ridley, Jaquan Jackson. Jaquan actually, he asked me, what is that you have on? And I said, and I told him, and he started laughing. To me, it smells more like, and Levis hit the nail on the head when he said a hotel resort lobby. Like, it makes me think I'm at like the W or Marriott or something like that. It's one of those types of scents. Not one that I would put on myself, but I would definitely, put it in an infuser and let it permeate the air.
So it doesn't smell like me when I'm like three bites into the Baconator from Wendy's. It's got a nice pleasant smell to it.
No, it doesn't smell like that. It's one of those ones you can't really describe what it smells like. You're like, okay, it's all right.
Okay, all
right. TD was talking about putting it like put it in your car. Like have one of those trees you put in your car.
Yeah, like air freshener
would be nice. Yeah,
that's what it is. To me, it's an air freshener.
Okay, all right, that's good stuff. TD, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for taking time to be with us. We'll talk to you next week, and enjoy the weekend and some Titans football coming up.
All right, for sure. Yeah, you guys do the same, man. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, react to what TD had to say, and get into more of the offensive side of the football coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.